what if extraordinary achievement wasn't reserved for the genetically gifted or impossibly lucky? Steven Kotler spent decades studying Navy SEALs, Olympic athletes, and Silicon Valley founders, searching for the common thread. What he discovered wasn't talent or privilege, it was biology. The same neurochemical systems that helped our ancestors survive now fuel modern peak performance, and they're accessible to anyone willing to understand how they work. This isn't motivational fluff promising overnight success. It's a research-backed blueprint showing how motivation, learning, creativity, and flow states combine into something far more powerful than their individual parts. The impossible becomes inevitable when you stop fighting your brain and start working with it. Motivation isn't a personality trait, it's a neurochemical cocktail you can deliberately mix. Dopamine drives enthusiasm, norepinephrine provides energy, oxytocin catalyzes connection, serotonin signals satisfaction, and endorphins kill pain. When these chemicals fire in sequence, motivation feels effortless. But extrinsic motivators like money only work until about $75,000 annually. After that, they decrease performance on complex tasks. The real fuel comes from five intrinsic drivers: curiosity, passion, purpose, autonomy, and mastery. Start with curiosity, those small fascinations that catch your attention. Shane McConkie wondered if skiing could combine with base jumping, eventually inventing powder skis that revolutionized the industry. Elon Musk questioned why rockets couldn't be reusable, leading to SpaceX. These weren't grand visions from day one. They were curiosities nurtured into passions, then connected to purposes larger than themselves. Building sustainable motivation requires specificity. Handwrite 25 precise curiosities, not football, but pass-blocking mechanics for left tackles. Hunt for intersections between these curiosities. Overlapping interests amplify engagement and create breakthrough insights. Dedicate 20-30 minutes daily exploring these intersections. Seek public successes, positive feedback that amplifies motivation through social reinforcement. Discuss ideas with strangers, then friends, then join communities focused on your interests. Passion alone can be self-centered. Purpose transforms this energy by connecting your passion to something larger, decreasing anxiety, and protecting against depression. Craft your massively transformative purpose, an audacious mission where your core passion intersects with global challenges. The path flows naturally from curiosity to passion, to purpose to patient profit, but only if you give each stage the time it needs. Goals filter what matters neurologically. With millions of sensory bits flooding in every second, but consciousness processing only 126 bits, goals determine what you perceive. Your brain prioritizes fear and goals, which is why you suddenly notice a car model everywhere once you're considering buying it. High, hard goals are major milestones towards your massively transformative purpose. If your MTP is discover sustainable ways to end world hunger, your goals might be get a degree in nutrition or establish a pilot program feeding 1,000 people. Counterintuitively, keep goals private. Telling others creates premature accomplishment that reduces achievement by up to 50%. Break goals into clear daily substeps. Write 500 words rather than write a book. Goals should sit 4% beyond current capabilities enough stretch without overwhelming stress. Your ideal daily to-do list contains 3 to 5 major tasks you can complete at your best. Write it the previous day. Completing everything means you've won the day, giving guilt-free recovery permission. This creates a self-reinforcing cycle where each completed sub-goal strengthens belief in larger objectives. Grit isn't stubbornness, it's motivation amplified over years. Neurobiologically, it combines goal-directed behavior with self-regulation, appearing in brain scans as reduced prefrontal cortex activity as persistence becomes habitual. Angela Duckworth found this combination was twice as important to academic success as IQ. True perseverance combines willpower, mindset, and passion. Since willpower diminishes throughout the day, peak performers schedule their hardest tasks first, eat your ugly frog first, then work in descending difficulty order. When Carol Dweck scanned brains tackling difficult tasks, fixed mindsetters showed almost no activity. Growth mindsetters' brains lit up, working harder and smarter. Passion often feels like frustration internally and looks like obsession externally. It doesn't make us gritty. It enables us to tolerate the negative emotions grit produces. A growth mindset reframes this pain as pleasure, creating a virtuous cycle where completed goals produce dopamine. Beyond these foundations, peak performers master fear by treating it as a resource. Perform at their best when at their worst, train weaknesses directly, and recover through active protocols like saunas and nature walks. These six types create what Peter Diamandis calls the habit of ferocity, automatically rising to any challenge. Learning sustains high achievement. Psychologist Gary Klein identifies eight types of knowledge experts see but novices miss: unnoticed patterns, anomalies, the big picture, how things work, opportunities, past and future events, subtle differences, and self-limitations. Mastering these forms the foundation for achieving the impossible. Learning requires a growth mindset and a truth filter. Without believing learning is possible, your brain's neurobiology makes acquiring new information exceptionally difficult. Books represent radically condensed knowledge. 3 minutes reading a blog captures 3 days of effort. 20 minutes with a magazine article yields 4 months of work. 5 hours with a book delivers 15 years of an author's life. The five-step learning process. First, read 5 books on a subject without self-judgment. Confusion signals progress. Second, be the idiot by seeking experts with specific questions. Third, explore intersections between specialized domains where discoveries hide. Fourth, seek conflicting answers from disagreeing authorities. Finally, turn knowledge into compelling stories that cement learning. This approach can dramatically shorten expertise development, potentially reducing the traditional 10,000 hours to 18 months when combined with flow states. Flow, that optimal state where action and awareness merge, self-consciousness vanishes, and time distorts, is the neurobiological secret behind seemingly impossible achievements. During flow, physical abilities dramatically enhance, while cognitive skills like motivation, creativity, learning, and collaboration amplify up to 500% above baseline. Neurobiologically, flow involves transient hypofrontality, temporary shutdown of the prefrontal cortex, swapping energy-expensive conscious processing for faster subconscious processing. Brainwaves shift from beta to alpha-theta borderline, positioning you for creative breakthroughs. Flow's neurochemistry floods your system with dopamine, norepinephrine, anandamide, endorphins, serotonin, and oxytocin, creating motivation, energy, bliss, pain relief, satisfaction, and bonding. 22 flow triggers exist: internal, clear goals, immediate feedback, challenge skills balance, complete concentration, curiosity, passion, purpose; external, high consequences, rich environments, deep embodiment; and social, shared goals, equal participation, close listening. Flow follows a four-stage cycle: struggle, release, flow, and recovery that must be completed sequentially. Avoid 4 major blockers: distraction, negative thinking, non-optimal arousal, and lack of preparation. Peak performance emerges from integrating techniques into a coherent system. Start with intrinsic motivation. Spend 20-30 minutes daily exploring interests, allowing pattern recognition to connect curiosity, passion, purpose, and autonomy. Layer in goals from your massively transformative purpose down to daily tasks in your challenge skills sweet spot. Sustain performance with 7 daily non-negotiables: 90, 100, 20 minutes of deep work, 5 minutes for distraction management, 5 minutes listing goals, 5 minutes for gratitude, 20 minutes for release or mindfulness, 25 minutes reading outside your field, and 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Weekly, 2 to 6 hours of flow activity, cognitively challenging exercise 3 times, active recovery 3 times, training a weakness, getting feedback, and maintaining social support. Maximize efficiency by stacking practices, use exercise to train grit, combine recovery with mindfulness or reading, apply creative problem solving before release practices, layer flow triggers everywhere. These interventions compound like interest a little today, a little tomorrow, eventually producing extraordinary results. These techniques can make you 500% more productive, 600% more creative, and cut learning times in half, Your extraordinary life isn't waiting to be discovered. It's waiting to be built, one deliberate day at a time.